Ramble.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us.
Hello.
I'm Becky, one of your hosts. I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
Ariel.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest today. We have the one, the only, Miles' fiance, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you
so much for sitting with us this morning.
It's very comfortable already.
Yay.
I feel like we were already chatting.
Yeah. I know. Miles is always telling us, save it for the podcast. Yeah. Because like we don't actually see each other that often. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, well, we do more now.
Yeah.
But we didn't usually see each other that often. And so we would come in and we'd be like, oh my God, your hair is different. And oh my God, I like this. Oh my God, I have this thing to tell you.
We should honestly start rolling camera right when we get here because there's some good juicy stuff on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you have to be careful.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, then you have to watch what you say.
That's fair.
Yeah.
There are some things that we share amongst ourselves that we don't share publicly.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure that you and Miles have those things, but
Not today, though. Yeah. I am, he can edit out if he doesn't like it, I'm sure.
But Sarah's interview is going to be like 1 minute.
Yes, weird, Sarah. Mic on your time.
Your mic actually turned off when you were talking about bodily function.
Yeah. No, I'll give it all. I'm pretty open.
Yeah. But Sarah, before we dive into the miles of it all, because like he gets enough attention.
I agree.
He's a podcast pixie. This one's about you. Tell us about Sarah. Who is Sarah? Where did Sarah come from?
I'm from Connecticut, but I moved out to LA when I was like 17 for a boarding school called Idyllwild Arts Academy. Or it's like outside. It's like in Idyllwild. I had wanted to live in LA since I was like 5. And I wanted to get the hell out of the country. And I went to college. I went to UCLA and
go Bruins!
Bruins. I was not into the sports of it. And I lived in New York for a couple of years. I came back, but I'm an actress and writer, and I guess performer.
And so tell us more about your acting journey. You actually had a solo show last year before the pandemic of it all.
Yes. I mean, like, I think like a lot of people, you know, like someone recently said to me, they're like, oh, everyone wants to be an actress. I'm like, yeah, probably. But I always wanted to be a performer and actor since I was a kid. And then when I came out here and I went to a conservatory, I was like, I don't know, I kind of got like 18. It was too much. Yeah. Like, I was just like, I remember being like, it was, you know, in the early aughts, I was like, well, if I'm not thin, then, you know, I'm not going to make it, you know? And I went to college for history after that.
I
put it aside for a couple of years. And then after that, I worked in like development of like different TV shows. But then I was like, no, it's not too late. I like still have this like thing I really want to do. Mm-hmm. And I moved to New York to do it and I came back. And I think a lot actually like your guys' husbands, like making your own stuff and performing and like having it your way is the way I found like I had to do too. So, This before the pandemic, I did a solo show about like my childhood, which is I was raised in the 90s by two moms, which now is like very cool. But like what the show talks about is like then it was very not like, you know, I was just on the phone with my mom this morning. It was like, you know, we lived in a truly homophobic society, you know. And my
people
mom
probably didn't understand. They were two moms.
I lied. I just was like, people were like, who's that other woman? I'm like, oh, Lisa, she just lives with us. She's the other woman with a mullet is definitely, you know, just because I don't know. Like some people are like, you lied. I'm like, yeah, like I wanted to be popular and
You didn't want to explain it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was weird. You know, like, I remember some people asked me, like, oh, what was the moment you knew, like, you know, your parents were different? And I don't really remember a specific moment, but mm-hmm. I do know that my godmother said one time I came home and was like, oh, someone said they have a dad. And I was like, that's so cool. They have two dads, you know? Like, I just it was like, they didn't have two, you know? But I think it was just like that sense of survival, you know? And my mom still is very, like, you know, is worried about that stuff. You know, she was a teacher when it was illegal.
Oh,
you know, like, what? In that sense, like, if they found out you were gay and you were teaching, you would have been fired, you know?
No.
Yeah. Mm. And I think we've like, thankfully, we're in this progressive, like, great movement now. But I think we've forgotten, you know, like, we just, like, homophobic slurs and everything like that when we were kids were, like, rampant, you know? Like,
it's not that long ago.
No, like, That's So Gay was, like, so, you know, so prevalent. And the show continues on as my mom was sperm inseminated by, like, a Yale med student at the time.
Oh, is that the only thing she was told?
Yeah, it was the only thing she was told. So my mom, like, they, I guess, tried with a bunch of hippies, she'd kill me. but I think they tried the old-fashioned way. And,
the old-fashioned way. Just invited a friend over for dinner.
Hippie time.
Yeah. That would have been, like, what, the early 90s?
Yeah, 80s.
And,
get a girl. But you guys were from the country too, right? Yeah, like you were not in a big city.
Yeah, it's University of Connecticut area, but it's like dairy farm, you know, like so like we like, you know, had like 12 acres. There were suburbs like
12 acres.
Yeah, no, around. But like like the more acres separating from people, the more I was like, no,
no.
I wanted to live on like the block, you know, like a cul-de-sac.
I mean, it was the 90s.
Yeah. And they had this, like, the only fertility clinic around was at Yale, and it was med students. Mm-hmm. And he was in the next room over.
Wow.
So it wasn't.
Weird.
Yeah, it wasn't frozen or anything. He was
fresh.
It was fresh.
It was hot and fresh.
Wow.
I've heard a few insemination stories, but that's definitely like.
It was
the fact that it came from one and they were like, okay, here you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Did you watch that documentary on Netflix about the doctor?
The guy has like a zillion kids.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. So his was like shadier because he was like inseminating people like without their consent or knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
But they were talking about how in the early stages of like fertility science, that is how they did it. Like it was med students that donated sperm.
Yeah.
When they didn't know how to keep it viable or like how to store it.
And my mom didn't know. And like when you asked, like that's all she knew. I was always like, did you ask what he looked like? She was like, I just wanted a baby.
Did they ask if he had any like genetic?
Yeah. Any like anything like that? You know, no. And she said the only thing they did ask her is when, you know, she had to decide if she was going to disclose if she was gay or not, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And like, because they were like, why do you need this? And she told him, you know, finally, like, ah, screw it. I'll just tell him I'm gay. Yeah. And he was like, but you're so pretty.
So, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And I was like, no. My mom said, oh, yes, you know, I'm still gay.
gay people can be pretty.
Yeah. Actually, when in college, I remember waiting tables and someone, you know, asked I was very verbose as a waitress, probably not the greatest waitress. And I remember, you know, telling some story about this and the woman was like, but you're so pretty. I'm like, yes, lesbians can make I don't know how to tell you that. But yeah, she knew nothing about him. And also like, so growing up though, I was always like, okay, so like, who is this guy? How can I find, because I was curious, you know, of course you're like, and she was like, I'm so sorry. There's no information at all. Like absolutely zero. That's the whole point. There wasn't like, sometimes you're like, oh, I signed something, like they can contact me later.
Yeah.
But this program is like absolutely nothing. It was just purely altruistic. You know, I'm sure they got like a couple bucks. But I always strangely was like, I don't know. It was like a thing in the back of my head. I was like, I'm going to know.
Yeah.
And then 23andMe came along, and like a couple of years ago, like I guess 4 or 5 years ago, I got a message on 23andMe from my grandfather, and my mother's grandparents died before I was born, so I'd never had a grandparent, and he was like, I think 23andMe made a mistake. It says I'm your grandfather. And yeah. And
so what did you say?
I mean, my heart dropped, you know, and then I had to decide.
I didn't know you could message people from 23andMe.
You can make it open. You can make it so people can't message you.
Okay. Yeah.
And I had to make a decision too, because I was worried that if I emailed back, you know, then he wouldn't be like, oh, this is so weird, I'd never want to communicate with you again. But he had listed his like phone number and email, like an address. And
wow.
Yeah, and I basically Googled him right away, and there was the photo not of only my grandfather, but of my biological father.
Whoa.
And I was like, saw, and I look exactly like him.
Whoa.
Like, I didn't know I could look like such like a man, but I do.
Wow.
Definitely look like this person. And
yeah,
I called him up, and the grandfather, and he was shocked, and you know, you know, there's now I've met him, and he flew out to LA and he met me. And
this is your grandfather or your father?
The father. Okay. Yeah. And it was like meeting a friend. You know, we have so many common interests.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it was a wild experience of meeting someone that you're biologically related to, but you mm-hmm. don't have any, you know,
memories.
Yeah, and it's complicated too, because people are like, you know, but it's not your father, you know, and you're like, sure, I have two parents, of course, and I have two moms that I love, and they were my parents, but my feeling is like, I don't know, the more the merrier, right? You know, like, I did feel a connect, you know, I do feel this connection, but I think some people, I don't know if it's, I think they sometimes get upset being like, but it's not, you know, your father. And you're like, mm-hmm. then what is it? Then what do I call this person?
Yeah.
You know, like, how do I clarify that you love someone immediately when you meet them?
Right.
But you're not claiming ownership of having been raised to them. It's this, as a society, I think we don't know how to label it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we're confused of like, because this is new, sperm insemination, you know, like all this stuff. What is family?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you define this relationship? So, and, you know, and it gets more complicated as, you know, he has three daughters that are in college, and
oh my goodness.
And they don't know I exist. And it's been 5 years. And I think
he hasn't told them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's some, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. And I think the wife is upset, and I'm probably speaking too much, but you know, what the hell? And I think, you know, yeah, it's how do you call this person? But I think what, and Miles, what I deal with is like, how do you, as, you know, as a person and being confident, still feel loved,
mm-hmm.
right? And understanding the situation,
mm-hmm.
but still not being like, am I not good enough? You know, even though I know that intellectually is the case, like, you know, I kind of always felt like, you want me to meet everyone, you know, like, like, hello, it's me. And I think it's like, how do you make your peace with that? Because it's this weird thing, or it's not my family, you know, like, and from the beginning, my mom has always been like, he doesn't owe you anything. And he doesn't. He gave me life, and I should be so happy with that. There was no contract signed. There was nothing.
Right.
But it just does get more complicated as you continue to have a relationship, you know, and
reframing like what your relationship is there and not. It's
hard. Yeah, it's right. Because you're like, I do love this person. And then, and it's interesting too, because it's more formal, right? Like my relationship with my parents is more like, oh, leave me alone, like whatever, like buy
you're stuck
me
with me forever.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like transfer
I will love
money.
You no matter what. But,
yeah, exactly.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, but I could never say to him like, hey, yo, can you transfer me $100? Wow, that's really how I define my love.
Venmo request.
Yeah, I'm like, but, you know, so it's that like familiarity, or like I would never want to like get up, you know, so it's this complicated formality that's, we just, as a side, we don't have a blueprint for it yet, you know, so it's like, how do you gauge it and how do you still operate, making sure you continue a relationship with this person that you love, but also have these like very hard boundaries.
Yeah. Right. You know? Do you feel like you can be yourself when you're around him, or do you have to be like the most perfect version of yourself?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think about that too. Like, you know, like I think I try to be in the beginning, like I'll probably like look really nice, and then I don't know. Like, I think I've gotten like, once you get 30, you're like, this is who I am. Yeah. You know, like I think that is too, I just immediately come out, you know, of like who I am when I'm talking with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is this, you know, it's hard. It's this relationship you want to struggle with, and things like, well, you know, will this person know my children? You know, like,
yeah,
and then
go to your wedding.
I hope so. You know, I hope so. But it is complicated.
It's complicated.
You know, and also like seeing these girls like on, you know, Instagram,
right? Of course,
And I am like, it feels kind of creepy. You know, like I see their life, and I'm like, ugh.
Like, and you know that they exist, but they don't know that you exist.
Correct, yeah.
Wow.
And it is complicated. And then there is the, like, are there more of you? And I don't think there are, but you never know. Like,
yeah. He was a med student.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom called me. Not my mom. My mom told me that when they called her up and was like, hey, are you pregnant so we can like check how this went? She was like, I just said no. Another goddamn business.
Mentality. I love it.
That's so funny.
She completely went off the
grid.
Grid. She's like, I'm having this baby.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I don't need your help anymore. I got what I needed.
Yeah. I think it's also like that fear of being gay during that time. Like, what will it happen? But like definitely like, you know, she's very private, so this is her nightmare.
She's the most. Sarah's not telling her mother that this came
out. Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah. I am not a private person. She very much is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will grow into, you know, who knows what it will turn into. And I'm sure eventually it will come out because, you know, secrets can't last forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I'll do anything, but I could.
Going back.
He's actually listening right now and he's like,
Shit. Oh, yeah.
No. God. The grandfather actually reached out to you and you're like, oh, okay. Sure. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, like, I joined 23andMe on purpose.
Right.
For the reason.
Yeah. But I acted like. Who are you? What a surprise.
I also like that he was like, I think this might be a mistake.
Oh,
and
you're
like, this genetic testing website that's now making like billions of dollars. You think there's a mistake?
Yeah. Also, here's a picture of me.
Look at me. Yeah. I know. And he's like a physicist. And it was the grandfather. It was interesting also hearing like your whole new history of another side of your family, right? Yeah. Where I was like, oh, I am going to be someone, you know, ego part of yourself is like, yeah, that's damn right. You know,
it's
like,
I have Yale in my blood.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you did this one woman show, and explain to the viewers who have maybe never been to a one woman show.
Yeah.
What is that experience like? What is it?
I started off, and like this show starts off as I'm my mother, you know, and my mom is a very therapist that is very wise in many ways, you know. So when I become her, she can see things that I can't, you know. And so I think like having her kind of.
That's really good.
As the narrator.
I haven't met your mom, but I feel like I know her.
Yeah. She would love me. She would sit and, you know, be very, you know, chatty. She's a therapist, so she'll listen to you. She actually told me she asked me yesterday if I could take a therapy class to work on listening. It would be helpful for acting, is what she told me.
It would be helpful for acting.
And acting is listening, right?
Yeah,
she's on a path.
It just is, Sarah, I just want you to know that everyone is interesting. You know that, she was like, you know that feeling when you're talking to someone and it's just buzzing because they're so irritating? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, in therapy, you get rid of that because you realize how interesting they are. I'm like, okay,
I guess this is a good point.
She's just trying to make me give a second career, I think, is what her options are.
She's like, here's the back.
Yeah, she's like, it's for acting. But I use like videos, I mean, of my child, and my parents were constantly taking videos. So it's like a multimedia presentation.
Oh, that's so
like,
wow.
You know, I grew up with these like very like, talk about like a genderless household when I grew up in. Now I'm so glad it's like it's happening now, but I'm like, a part of me is like, yeah, no shit. Like, yeah, of course.
Like, where have you guys been?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, duh. Like, they were always building things, and they made like these home videos called like, this old house, this old body. And it was like,
is that what you put on Instagram? Oh, I love that. Yeah. With your mom's utility belt?
Yeah, lots of utility belts. Yeah, like building walls, and like, I am in every video like in a dance costume, and like, wanting to be, you know, the most ridiculous outfits and femme, you know, hair and things like that. And my mom was always like, I guess, you know, I should
do whatever you want.
Yeah, sure. Not my, like, didn't want Barbies in the household, but I begged, you know. Yeah. So it's a mixture of those type of videos and characters and just, you know, telling a story. And I kept it under an hour because one person shows over an hour is torture.
You are the person that is, you know, like, you're basically like working out for at like working your brain and your body, and like an hour is a long time
to be performing different characters and stuff. Oh my gosh,
I had never done
it. I'm so in awe of you.
Oh no, I had never done it before. And right before we had sold out the show because I, you know, had told friends and everything, and I. Right before, I looked at Catherine, my director, and I was like, I don't know one line. I'm going to go up there, and I'm not going to remember anything. Like, you know, and then I was like almost like gagging because I was like, I've done shows, but I have like this full thing.
Yeah.
And it was very, but then once I got up there, it was fine. Wow.
Miles, were you front row? Mm-hmm.
I was actually in the light booth.
Oh, were you?
Wow. Put him to work.
Yeah.
Make sure.
How often do you make Miles do like your self tapes and your like editing things and fixing lights?
I drive Miles nuts sometimes because he's very, very patient. As if
very, very.
I will say, whatever you think is, if he's, I wonder what his work was persona presence is
because, terrible. Yeah. They're lazy.
Yeah. He is the sweetest and kindest always, but I am very obnoxious as a human in general. And I will repeat and do a zillion cuts and practices and then make him run lines with me 8 million times. And he constantly throughout the day is, Sarah, I'm working.
Sarah, I'm working.
As, if there's anything that's not immediately fast, it's because I'm constantly tapping on his shoulder. So maybe the at-home thing has not been great for him, but really great for me.
He needs breaks. It's
He needs breaks to help me.
We saw his TikTok about taking baths.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
And I shot that. Thank you. But, you know, he's always very, very supportive. And I think actually, like, when I met Miles too, I was in a place of like, I didn't know how to, I got like stuck. It's like that modest New Englander thing where like, oh, I don't want to put that out there. You know, like I get like embarrassed sometimes or like, oh, this isn't good enough, you know? And Miles is definitely like, screw it. Like, let's just make things.
Yeah.
You know, and that is an attitude that I try to have replicated. And he's always very, very, very supportive. And anything I've gotten to is because of him.
He's
also a worker bee, as I'm like a little lazy bee. I don't know if there's a bee that doesn't work that much, but
whatever
that
it's bee. The queen.
It's the queen. Oh wait,
yeah, it's the queen bee.
She sits and, you know, just has sex and
perfect.
She doesn't do much. But yes, he is very, 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 very helpful.
Oh. Well, take us back. Us back to when you first met Miles. Bonsignor. Give us just really walk us through. Like, what was Miles wearing? Wearing high top sneakers?
Well, I think he was wearing a button down, which I've told him that, you know, we're in California now, you don't have to wear so many button downs. My friend Alan had tried setting me up with this guy, and he was like, he's 24 and I was 30, and I was like, yeah, Alan, no. I can't be doing 24 years. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then, so
this was Miles. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
because Miles is a baby.
Yeah,
baby.
And also my friend Alan. kept saying he was going to bring this friend to these dinner parties. I was having a dinner party every Friday night, and he kept canceling. And I was like, Alan, what the heck? Like, you can't cancel. Like, I make these dinner parties. I was really mad at him. That was also, again, Miles, that I didn't know yet. And I went to a friend's party, and we were chatting, and then Miles came in the conversation, and we briefly chatted, and then I went to the snack station immediately. Is at the course. Yes,
as you do.
Yeah. And there wasn't that much left, you know, but I was really getting the crumbs. Like, it was a moment of, like, yeah, you know, when you're, like, really digging. It's like, there's no, not, like, no chips left.
You're, like, licking the guac.
Yeah, I was, like, I was really particularly hungry. And Miles looks at me and goes, wow, you're quite the snack monkey, huh? And
I was really putting on the moves there, Miles.
You turned to him and you were like, gazonga.
Well, I looked at him and I was like, he like snack saw monkey. Me. I was like, I am a snack monkey. It was like, and then we started chatting and I could tell immediately he was an improviser. I was like, did you do improv in New York? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. Like, we just were talking in a way that improvisers talk, which is annoying, full of bits.
Confirmed.
Yeah, so I immediately was like, okay, we both have that. And then we chatted and we danced, and there was this girl that was this French woman who was like putting all this weird French music on, and we were dancing, and we were like so authentically ourselves. Like, I wasn't trying to be sexy or beautiful or anything. We were just like, we were making jokes, being like, we can do it, and like dancing, like really authentically. And then at one point, Miles, like, we were all talking, he went to go outside, and I was like, that was weird.
What's that guy?
Who's that guy?
Why did he leave?
Yeah.
And then I obviously followed him outside. I was like, hey, and we continued talking, and you know, then we kissed at the end of the night, and then I texted my friend Lizzie, and I was like, oh my god, what is this like guy I made out with? And but Lizzie that night was under the influence a little mess, and she kept going up to him, going, so, I think you're some big actor guy, huh?
What?
Who are you, huh? She was being a protective friend.
And she never heard you, bro.
Yeah.
You union?
Yeah. And later I found out that Miles went outside because he didn't want to, like, in case I didn't feel the same way about him.
He wanted to...
to let me have my space, so he wasn't some guy following me around.
And then you came for the validation.
What the hell? Hey, and then we went on a date that I was very late to. I was 25 minutes late.
25 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, that's LA.
He's LA. I'm like, Sarah, that is unforgivable. You're lucky you stayed.
Hey,
you better have had a really good apology.
I was on time today. Me and Sarah were having a
today.
Change.
Yeah, today.
I was very, very late today. I thought it was 9:30, not 9.
But then within 2 weeks, I knew he was my person.
Aww.
And I had been single and dating literally everyone for like 6 years.
Yeah.
I was having a ball of a time. And was not like trying to find anyone. But I, you know, the one thing I was like worried that Miles was much younger, you know.
Right.
And I was like, but you were very, very sweet. Literally, I can't. 3 weeks in, I said to him, I was like, you know why I'm worried? Why you're so much younger? He was like, yes. And I was like, I want a baby by 35. and he was just 24. And I said,
he was like, uh-huh.
Yeah. And all he said was, you think I haven't already done the numbers yet?
Oh. Miles, wait, are you like really sweet? Are you like so
what
sweet?
What is this?
I will say he is the sweetest person I've ever been with.
You think I haven't already? I'm crying.
Yeah.
You think I haven't already done the numbers?
Aww. Oh, yeah. And then I did cry. Anyways, yeah, it was very, very, and my best friend lived with us, still lives with us, and I also, on our second date, was very late. I answered the door in a towel. I was still still getting dressed. And
you were keeping the mystery alive.
Yeah, it was really, yeah, it wasn't just me
like
being a fuck up.
There.
Yeah,
yeah. Button down and yes. You're like, again?
Yeah, yeah, he was in his button down. And I was like, you have to just talk to Kendall for a little bit. So him and my best friend talked for 25 minutes and got along. And and I came home that night and I was like.
That was a true test.
Yeah, it was a true. And I came back that night and was like, oh, Kendall, he's really wonderful. And she was like, oh, he is, you know. And I was like, oh, no, what am I going to do? He's so young.
At least he's tall.
Yeah.
People forget he's young because he's so big.
I know.
He's like a giant person.
I know.
That beard, like, anybody under 30 knows that you can't grow a beard like that at, like,
a very good 20s. Point. Yeah. I know. Yeah. And he didn't have a beard when he met me. And I, you know. Yeah, he, and then, I mean, everyone, he moved in 3 months later.
Wow.
Right before he started working here. And then he started working with the Try Guys, like, May 1st. But I,
you know.
That was when you guys first started dating.
Yeah. It is so hard. It's like there are to have an intimacy connection, to have a friend connection, also to be a good person. And then on top of that, to have similar, like, futures that you want together, you know, and like we both want like families and, you know, and I think also like, I don't know, we like nice things. Like, you ever dated some people and are like, I don't care what this house looks like. And I was like,
you have to agree on those things.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to agree on, like, you know, if one of you is kind of a slob and the other one is not, it's not going to work.
You know? Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah. And we're right in the middle.
We're, see, there you go.
We're right. I would say Kendall and I are pretty messy. Miles is like the girl that moved in with the tradition, you know, if you're doing gender stereotypes.
Yeah. I could have called that. The way that he like wraps cables and like,
oh, very,
like,
particular,
you know, like loop them together, maybe a little twist tie. And I mean, you look at Miles' desk and you're like, oh my goodness.
Oh, so I have the way I would wrap a cable is by putting it into a bag, you know, like shoving it, you know, all together.
Just pushing it under the bag.
Yes. And there are definitely those where I'm, you know, there's some distinct, but it's helpful. You know, I'm really late and Miles is very early. I stay up very late and Miles wakes up early. But, you know, you eat those little things. But it's better. Like, if I was with a guy that stayed up as late as me and stayed, like, woke up as late as me, I'd be like, you're disgusting.
Yeah. Like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, these are the parts of myself I don't like.
Yeah.
Don't you do that, too. Like, we can't both be losers in this way. You know,
you're just prepping for the vows, you know? You're getting used to saying nice things about your partner
in front of others.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
You gotta,
that's,
like, practice.
Yeah, that's a good practice, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, too, is, like, I think about saying, like, nice things or, like, I think we should be constantly telling each other how wonderful we are.
You know,
like, not like ourselves, like, I mean, but like
telling your significant other, just like, hey, you washed that plate really well.
Yeah.
Like, you're crushing those dishes, babe.
I think Miles really understands that's important to me too. Like, I need that. Like, yesterday I did this load of laundry. It felt like it was a mountain. I felt like I was like, wow, I'm doing work here, you know? And he might have told me 10 times, like, wow, I really appreciate you. It's so nice.
Because you were doing his laundry too,
yes,
right?
Yeah. I just am like, the way I operate in a house, even with, it's just like all the dishes. Like, I don't like living with roommates that are like, just my dish. I'm like, Come on, just do all the dishes. If you're doing this is a household, you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
wait, did you Kendall's laundry?
No, not laundry. Laundry's a little different.
I was like, whoa, you are the best roommate ever.
No. The other day I was like, I did, after all his affirmations, I did also say to him, my goal in life is to have someone do our laundry. That was part of it. But like, we have this, because we're both really, really stubborn. Very stubborn.
Miles can confirm.
Yes.
Miles is nodding along in the background.
Yeah. We are always constantly trying to figure out how to, like, you know, when you're getting in the argument and you're like, you're in it. And then my brain goes, I don't even care anymore. Like, I'm like, I actually don't even remember his bow, but it is too late, man. I was like, I will. Sometimes my husband's
I will,
like,
push this. There's,
I will come out.
Yeah, and he's like, now you're just poking holes in whatever I say. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, exactly.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, right. We were fighting once and just arguing, not fighting, you know, arguing. Yeah. And I was like, you know what, Miles, I don't. I don't want to fart right now. And I misspoke instead of, I don't want to fight right now. And it is a good trick. If you ever say that, it's hard not to laugh. So sometimes in a moment we'll say like, look, I don't want to fart right now, which is a kind of a back down, right? Because like I've been really mad before and I'm like, just say it, sir. Just say I don't want to fart right now, even though you know you're right, you know? And it's just like, I don't want to fart right now. It's a very like...
That's adorable.
Yeah, like
because it's like your little white flag.
Yeah, it's a white flag, and it's like, look, like let's be silly, and it's hard not to smile a little bit, you know. After that, which is a very helpful mistake that turned into a helpful arguing for stubborn people.
That's cute.
Tip. Have you seen the toe people on TikTok? I don't know if you like TikTok as much as mine. I was like, love TikTok. I keep trying to get around there.
You guys, I'm watching the Instagram reels and they all have a little TikTok thing on them. And I'm like, I'm basically watching TikTok. Yes. I should just get TikTok.
Yes. No, I mean, the only thing is I will say it's addicting, but it's getting your algorithm. At first, I was like, I don't want to see high teenagers dance. Like, it feels weird. But then you're like, all I see are dogs and like people falling down in carpeted homes.
So things,
cooking
like,
videos, cleaning videos.
Cooking, like clean. Honestly, very progressive therapy things. You know, like lots of like very little self help things, and then It's like, and then I follow like a stylist. I'm like, oh, like look at this like cool outfit, or like how to pose for a photo, you know, like
how to curl your hair.
I really
how to
use rollers. I just feel like I will start watching it, and if I don't put a timer on it or something like that, I'm the sort of person that I will be watching it for hours.
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, you got to put a timer on.
You do.
You could ignore it every day, which I do, but then just have the timer. Just
because sometimes I'm like, I just want like a little bit, you know, like and then before you know,
serotonin.
I'm like, I'm like it's 30 minutes, and I'm like, no, I'm in here. But it is great. Like, let's say you're like waiting for your car to get fixed or something like that. Yeah. You're like, oof, I got TikTok.
Mm-hmm. You're like, let's do it. Yeah. There's this couple that I saw that was telling you like how to not fight as much.
Yeah,
and they put their little bare feet toes together.
Ew, what?
And they touch toes, and they have like a conversation once a week. I couldn't really watch
toes together.
Past. I don't know what happens after that, but it disturbed me so much. To
that's
think of
probably
like
just like their silly thing.
Going it was like with the music that was like it was like not a joke.
Oh,
and it was like not to make you laugh. It was to like have physical touch connection. Disturbs me, especially like with. You know, tall men, those clod hoppers that they have.
Size 14, they're massive.
Yeah, Keith's like a 13. Yeah. And I'm like, ew, sometimes his toes can like go around my foot. Like they could.
Oh, yeah. They could.
If we were fighting and he put his bare feet on me, I think I would break his foot.
I don't know. I don't want to try it. I'm like,
Mom, get ready.
Get your feet ready.
Get them all intertwined.
Yeah.
Ned has some really nasty calluses. And so if his feet like brush me under the covers in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
bah! I feel like sometimes that's the problem with Chris. Sheets. Sometimes you're like,
oh god, no,
that's me. Yeah, that callus is me. It's
me. Like a hangnail. You're like, ew.
Oh yeah, no. But when people are always like, I'm embarrassed about my feet. I'm like, out of all my body parts, let me tell you, I'm not giving a shit about my feet. You know, like out of all, like all the things, I'm like, you know what? I would like a little bit better. I'm not concerned.
It's not my feet.
No, it's
fine. I also feel like, who's looking at your feet?
Right.
No. It's weird. I'm like, don't look at my feet, you little creepy internet people. Like,
feet are like, they're the most useful part of your body,
they're,
I feel like.
Yeah. As someone with plantar fasciitis, I would say I've talked a lot.
I also have plantar fasciitis. So I've neglected my feet for so long. Yeah. I don't care about them.
The feet, it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm if we met at a party, I would have cornered you and we'd talk about plantar fasciitis.
Anytime I talk about plantar fasciitis, people's eyes glaze over.
Oh, yeah. Mine will light up.
Okay.
It's just years of like, I feel seen. Not being able to walk, and you're like, oh God, it's invisible things, so it's hard to. Yeah.
And hiking kind of gets rough sometimes if you're not wearing the right heels.
Yeah.
You're like dragging your foot towards the end of the hike.
I know. I have lots of like ankle problems too. Because of volleyball in high school. Yeah. And just they're dainty ankles.
Thanks.
They look great, but they're They're always falling apart.
But there's just there's nothing there.
Sometimes my foot will just go out, you know.
Does Birdie ever give you like sensual toe licks?
Right, let's talk about your fur baby.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so much happened to you during this past year.
I know. He's a naughty boy.
Naughty.
He's 8 months, so he's very naughty.
So cute.
I was being like, right, my mom was like, this is such first child stuff, because I was like, he is gonna be very well behaved. I got like 7 books. And I was like obsessed, and Miles was like, oh God, Yvonne. I was like, he's like, we need about like a couple minutes with you not talking about the dog in the beginning. Because I was always like, all right, his training. And that is all gone away.
You guys have a big dog. I'm proud of you for being responsible.
I was really trying. Now,
but he seems like a very good boy. Seem like you guys are doing a good job.
He's a very good boy, but roles have been reversed, where I'm like, whatever, he's going to do whatever he's going to do. And Miles is like, he's got to be a well-behaved dog. So now Miles is very into it. I'm like,
He's mama, finish my plate.
Exactly. I'm pretty much letting him do whatever he wants right now. he is very sweet and very, very loving. And our trainer, I hope she's not listening, was like, you know, for a long time, they can't like greet everyone they see. Mm-hmm. Oh. But as a true extrovert, too painful. I tried. I almost cried. I was like, he's in puppy training. And I left. I was like, like I can't. So he brings joy to everyone he meets. Yeah. You know, some people don't want it, you know, just in a once in a while. But, you know, he's a little fluff ball that wants to. But he does like to, like, I have a little wound on my leg and he keeps.
Oh, cute.
Trying to sanitize it for you.
It's making it worse. You know?
Oh, so no.
He's a licker.
He's a lover.
What can I do? You know, he is very sweet, but it is like definitely like you know, a baby prep in some ways.
Yes.
Of like, okay, wow, like, and the way I thought about it is like, we were not ready for dog, but like we're not ready for, and then you just kind of like, yeah, you're just like, all right, I'm throwing myself in. Like, this is our life now. You know, like, it's very difficult at times, but like, it is kind of that outway of like, I thought about it like, but it makes life interesting. And I think for many years, I didn't want more responsibility. I didn't want like an apartment. I like was living half in New York, half in. I didn't want any money obligations, anything. But also like my life wasn't moving forward in any way, you know, because I was just like, that's too much money, too much, you know. And I was like, oh, this is another example of that, like where it is a pain in the ass, but also like it adds a lot to other parts of life, you know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of parallels between raising a dog and raising a kid.
Yeah.
And it teaches you a lot about your partner too. Oh, and like how they cope with stress and blah, 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 and like juggling a thousand things and like how you guys communicate.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. You got to be on the same page of like, how do we want to raise this certain, you know,
dog.
Puppy. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
I remember when Ned and I first got Bean, and Bean was at home and we were both at work and we were both working late. And so Ned and I were texting with each other like, okay, you need to go home and feed the dog. No, you need to go home and feed the dog. It was like this. We were just butting heads. It was like, well, I my work is more important right now. I need to do this, you know? And Ned's like, no, I really need to stay here and do this. He was working at BuzzFeed at the time. And I was like across town and he was like, no, I really think that you need to be the one to go home. And I was like, oh my goodness, what is it going to be like when we have kids?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, the same, it has those interesting moments, right? Yeah. We're like, I have much more free schedule, so it's like much more on me. And then I'm like, oh no, I gotta get busy because I can already see my life.
Shit.
Yeah, you know, like it's now, but it's hard to argue with it, right? For, I mean, your situation is different, but I have a lot more free time, so I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. I should take the dog. But a part of me is like, oh man, I don't want to do it all. But yeah, it's like those interesting debates about responsibility, right? Uh-huh. Like coming in the middle or not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Guys, that's lessons. Why you get a cat. You leave those little shits at home.
Oh,
they could be alone forever.
We
they prefer it. You give them enough food and you see ya.
We have 3 outdoor cats, but there was a possum also eating our dry cat food. And then the possum went under the guest house to die.
Oh, was the guy, same possum?
The guy who cleaned it out was like, yeah, they just, you know, they find spots where they like to die. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
And he, like, put a little gate on. He's like, you want to see it? I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm looking at. But
oh, my God. You want to see a dead
Well, no,
possum?
No, no. This was after the possum. It was, like, the door. He wanted me to look at the door.
And he was like, you're
like,
okay.
It's, like, holding it by the tail.
Cool.
He said he wore, like, a full, like, hazmat suit. And when he came out, he was like,
I would, too.
He was like, that's going to be $300. And Keith was like, whatever you want, man. It looks like you deserve it. You deserve whatever you're asking for.
Yeah. Whoa. That's fucked up. That's really a gross smell. Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're cats have been coming around
because
I think it was something about the smell of the dead possum,
possibly, or the possum's presence,
the gifts that the possum was
they're terrifying. They're the
they're so
devil's
ugly.
Creature
they're so ugly.
I know some people are really into them. I saw like a hipster account with like a bunch of like pet possums and I was like, that's gone too far.
That's too much. Go back to Brooklyn.
Also possum like I don't like
I don't know how to spell it.
They're together.
It's with an O. O-P-P-O-S-S-U-M.
But when you type in possum on, it doesn't come up as incorrect spelling.
Oh, really?
Wow, yeah. Becky has researched this.
Okay, well, only because I have to text possum so
Becky's
much.
Like, yeah, when you Google it 5 times a day, for some reason there's an inconsistency.
Living with anxiety is hard. I mean, me texting Keith back and forth about this possum, and he kept writing, oh, possum, and I kept writing possum, and I'm like, it's not correcting it. It's saying that it's correct, so who is right?
No.
Is it an opossum? Is it a possum?
Wow. Our problems are... so intense.
I know. Really hard getting old.
When you actually spell in your text messages, you think about spelling a lot more, you know?
Mm-hmm. I type so fast that I'm texting to me. I'm like a teenager. I'm texting so many people all the time. And that it's barely understandable. I look back at it. I'm like, oh my, what is this? Because the autocorrect is like out of control. Uh-huh, but I just have to trust that they like kind of get what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know?
But
I'll figure it out.
For a new friend, it might be a little worrisome. Yeah, I have to correct those. But like, it's like, it's a new language, honestly. You have to figure out what are they saying.
I feel like you have really good... I'm always embarrassed when I text you.
Why?
Because you text like full sentences with periods.
I do.
I do your, you are. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't use whys. Like, I only do exclamation points and maybe dot, dot, dots, but not even, like, the dot, dot, dot is where a period should definitely be. Like, it's a full new sentence, but instead I do an ellipsis.
I use a lot. I use punctuation.
Yeah. And you do capital letters and stuff.
That auto does.
Oh, okay.
Because if you use period, then the next one is capital. Mm-hmm. So that's actually part of the reason why I use periods. So I don't have to go to the capital letter.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Boomers use ellipses a lot, actually. My mom was, because I realized, like in old letters, because I was looking at my like grandparents, like the letters from the war, and there were so many ellipses, and I was like, whoa, I thought that was, and it was just like a yada, yada, yada. You know, like
yada, yada, yada.
So, like, I feel like my mom loves an ellipses.
Yeah.
Yeah. My
mom
likes ellipses. So it is.
And emojis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay, my mother has this one emoji that I have never seen before, and she uses it all the time.
What is it?
It's like, it's a heart with two like dots underneath
I've seen that one.
It. And I don't know where she
gets
it.
Like the stars underneath it?
Maybe
like
stars.
The little boop boop.
Yeah.
That's just like, over by all the hearts.
It's in the heart category.
Yeah, you gotta keep swiping.
But what is it?
It's just a different kind of heart. You know, they have the double heart and the heart with a bow. Yeah. That's just another heart.
You're like, Mom, what kind of love are you
getting? What is this? What do you mean, woman?
I just don't know where she found it. You know, like,
are you the heart kind
of heart? Do I have this? Yeah. Should we search harder and start using different emojis?
I use the same heart every time.
Which one do you use? What's your heart?
Just red.
That's red heart.
Matte red.
Oh, okay.
I don't even use the shiny one.
I use sparkle heart.
Oh, yeah. I like a pink, a double pink.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wow. I feel like I'm like, wow, we're all dead. We're like, it's a lot about me. So I use the double heart. It's fine. I can always get like the green heart I'm confused with.
Yeah.
You know, love you, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Love you, we're Irish.
One time a year.
Yeah. You guys fuck with Bitmojis?
Or like,
you like Bitmojis?
Friendship.
Do you like Bitmojis?
Bitmojier?
Mine is still bald. I have, because if you don't set it up,
it's just bald. Yeah, it's naked. Yes.
So, which is fine. But I think it's a little intense if I send it. But I should do that.
I was into Bitmojis several years ago.
Yeah, me too. When it first came out, I was really into them. Yeah.
I like to respond only as like a Bitmoji or a GIF.
and then just call it a day.
I do enjoy Becky's gifts.
Yeah.
They're pretty funny.
I'm a giffer.
You need that person in every group message.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
You know?
Oh, can like we talk about dancing? Can we talk about the hilarious photo that...
Are you talking about Toothless Becky?
Yes. Oh my God, it was so funny.
We swore we would, not, we would never talk about Toothless
Becky.
I have to show Sarah so she knows.
We have this group chat, and so we were at Vax Live, and there's this photo of Becky where she's
It was a
covering,
photo of all of us.
Yes. But Becky is, I think, accidentally covering her teeth with her lips. And so she looks like this. She looks,
someone said, like, say, it was at Vax Live, and they're like, say Vax Live or whatever. And I was in the middle of saying
Vax.
Yeah.
But then Zach drew teeth on it. It's so funny.
Yes, and so Becky knows you, says, I'll slurp your soul. You know, she's
it's
coming
so
for you.
So funny. And I feel like there are times when I want to use that as a gift.
It.
Becky with the no teeth, with the drawn in teeth that Zach put in. It's so funny.
Because
she has, because like Becky looks gorgeous. She's like, her hair is done, her makeup is done. And then there's these teeth.
Zach was debating.
Open. Yeah. It was like as wide as you can be with no teeth.
Zach was debating sending the teeth for so long. She's like, do you think she's going to be mad at me? I was like, no, it's not that serious. She's like, okay, are you sure?
It was because on the group chat we had talked about Eugene was like, nobody can post this picture of Becky. But everyone wanted it. And he's like, I'm only sending it if you promise that you're not going to post it. So it immediately got teeth put on it. But I think the teeth were kind of cool because they were like
cool.
Spiky.
Yeah. Very
they were
cool.
Spiky teeth.
Yeah. I think I might like file mine down.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's a bad look.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a bad look. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say no file.
Sarah's your honest friend.
No, thank you.
Do you want to do advice that'll go
really,
for
really, really
oh my God, advice that'll go for Sarah.
Oh for Sarah.
Yeah. Do you ever?
It's advice that'll go for Sarah. Tune into your radio station.
It's advice that'll go for Sarah. Everyone get ready. Sarah Nation.
I love it. Do you ever find yourself wanting a partner?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever find yourself feeling lonely? Go to a party. Okay? Because I met Miles just at a regular old party. I didn't really want to go. But then I met her and turned out he was the love of my life. So I say, if you're vaxxed, I say, go to that party, be vulnerable, be open, and be your cutie self. Be your sweet cutie little self so you can meet another cute little sweetie self.
And also get a plan.
Whoa.
Get a bath. I don't take baths. I'm a shower taker. Miles does, if you want to know if it's real, Miles does take an hour-long bath every single night.
Wow.
And he's very sweet. I will say, if he is the, out of everyone I've ever dated, and my mom did say that Miles is the closest to a lesbian I could ever get.
That is high praise. That is high praise.
Yeah, she's always like, oh, he's so, just this new generation of male, you know? Just
generation of
male. This new generation of men are really, you know, he's just so open and kind, and my mom loves him, you know? But
he just listens.
Yeah, you know? He is, and he's very... Miles really wants to always talk everything out in a fight. I'm immediately like, okay, all right, we said it. Let's just move on because I'm still pissed. Okay, so like, let's just
put
like,
it in the box, lock it up.
And he's like, I need to know how you feel about it. And I'm like, well, I feel pissed.
Yeah.
Okay, so
what can we do in the future to make it better and avoid?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You could shut the fuck up is what you could do.
Not see your face for a second.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, no, I need to know why you said that. And it's like, oh God.
I said it because my blood pressure was up here.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to admit that I was just being a dick, okay?
Because I'm not a nice person, okay?
Yeah, I'm the worst. He's very, very kind and a very, you know, emotionally intelligent in that way and wanting to. But he's also very, very sensitive.
Yes.
So have you noticed that? He's very, you know. That's my, I'm not putting any other dish on you.
He's not really that tall.
He wears lifts.
Yeah, he wears, he wears insoles.
I definitely have some friends that are like 5 foot and are like, I only like 6 feet and above. And I'm like, fuck
save
you.
Save some for the rest
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, all right, that's not like, and then I'm like, great. So tall guys just want these little things to like throw, right. You know? And I'm like, good luck picking me up. Like, it's not going to happen, you know? Like, I'll pick you up maybe, right. But not gonna be in reverse.
My legs are just as long as yours and equally as strong.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. There is not going to be any like, I always said that. I'm sure that's just like, you know, ingrained sexism and patriarchy, but I always was like, I just want to be like, yeah, like 99 out of 100, you know, I just want to be like, oh, they can like, you know, throw me or like pick me up. And, you know, then I had to eventually be like, no, I can throw them.
But see, that's a good thing. Sometimes I have Keith play dead and I'm like, just lay on the floor like you passed out and you're dying or dead. And I'm going to try and move you because I want to practice. And if he was smaller, I'd be able to do it. But we found out if Keith is like lying on the floor injured, I just have to leave. I have to go find help.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a mover.
Well, you can't
flip a collar. I can't flip him over.
Yeah.
I can't lift him up when he had his little like hernia surgery, which Miles, you had your hernia.
Oh, the lifting leg to put it
on the bed.
That was 5 months after we started.
Oh, no. So he was just slowly scooting to the bathroom with you.
It was so, and he, when Miles is sick, he's definitely like, sick.
Oh, you know,
it's so he's so sensitive. Like he had his robe on. He was like, oh. And you have to like carry him. I can't go. You know, he was very, you know, and then like just like the most like, oh, I can't do anything. And right when he started working with the Detroit, he got his wisdom tooth out and he lives with two women in their 30s that take care of him, but like, you know, like he came in with his like he was
so swollen.
I came home and he doesn't think this is funny at all, by the way. He was like white as a ghost. He had blood all in his mouth and he was he was like, I think I need one. and I was like, I think you're okay. And Kendall and I went into the kitchen and we laughed so hard. We almost cried. And he was like, I think it's bleeding out. It's bleeding out. And like, he was just like, it's going, it's, I'm going to bleed out. We have to call the doctor.
I'm going to bleed.
We got to go. We had to put like T-bags in there, but he had like four of them out, you know. So it was like phantom threat in him in the beginning.
I have this image burned into my head for the rest of the afternoon.
Just like, I have to go to the hospital.
Sarah, thank you so
much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug? You want people to follow you on Instagram? You have a short film?
Sure.
Instagram as well?
Sure. My Instagram is Pete C. Peterson. And you'll find a delightful array of stories of Miles. And we have a pilot that we made, We're Not Together, that I think we'll be able to put online soon, which it's like in the festival circuit.
Cool.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when the world opens up, maybe we can have the show again.
Yeah. Let us know. We're going to be in the front row.
That's very sweet. Yeah. Although now you know the ending, but.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
We'll cut that part out.
Yeah. But thank you. This was so lovely to be and to sit with you guys.
Yeah. Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.